Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
And, you know, so the intention is not to achieve perfect balance, because we're not going to do that. Because life energy, it's all in motion. But, it, you know, it keeps shifting and changing. And so the intention is to keep moving in that direction, to recognize that when you're out of balance, you know, it's not a failure. You know, it's not something that you're doing wrong, or, you know, you go into shame or frustration and beat yourself up about. You know, it's just like, okay, I'll do this and I'll swing myself back into shape. And I'll get back towards the center, back to balance. And so I just want to suggest to you that the approach, you know, these techniques that we're going to be covering, that you look at them as a creative piece of artwork, you know, rather than a science. You know, make it fun. Because a lot of the things we're going to be covering are fun. It's a creative way of living that keeps you ever mindful that the world around us is out of balance. You know, it's out of balance. Yeah. But we can move through that imbalance gracefully and joyfully and experience the best in life, as I said, without a whole lot of effort. And so what we really need to do is recognize, okay, what's wrong and what am I missing? And, you know, what's the void from the understanding of what my spirit needs? Because we covered feeding your spirit, and the chakras directly feed your spirit. And to be peaceful and in harmony as a whole, you know, as you're intended to be. You know, so it begins with an education of the seven chakras. And the education of each chakra, it's not something that's just out there. As I said, it's a fundamental part of who we are, who I am. And each of these energy centers has a function. And that function, if fulfilled, it's going to leave us feeling better, so much better about your life. It's so incredible once you balance them. You know, but if you neglect them, or you ignore the chakras, then that part of your life is going to be so empty. Doesn't matter what's going on, you know, how around you or whatever, it's going to be very, very empty. And so you're going to feel dissatisfied, restless, agitated, incomplete, cut off. The way the chakra system works is it's broken down into two parts, with the fulcrum in the middle and in the center. Now, the first three chakras, the first three energy centers, they work exclusively for your well-being, because you've heard me say this before. If you're an intuitive reader, if you can do a reading on somebody's first three chakras, and you can tell everything about them. That's all you really have to do. That's how important those first three chakras are, because the first three chakras are all about your well-being. You know, what you need, what you care about, what makes you personally happy. It has nothing to do with the people around you. It's all about you, the first three chakras. And if you fully understand, you know, the basic needs of vitality, you know, sovereignty, boundaries in life, you can move very easily up to the fulcrum point. And that point is your heart center, your heart chakra. And the heart chakra, the heart center, is a part that's going to allow you to connect to others and create love to experience. And, you know, for those of you that can make it on October 14th, we are really, really going to go into the heart chakra as far as the four chambers in the meditations, and you'll really see all of the information that you can get that'll lead you right to the Akashic Records. Now, as we've talked about, that many times you can't experience love without first experience loving yourself. You just can't do it. And that's what the first three chakras are all about. You know, loving yourself, showing up, taking care, and being fully responsible for who you are. And just to be alive. You know, be in the world, feel welcome, wanted, worthy. That's what the first three energy centers do. And to give you just a really quick and brief overview, the first chakra, the root chakra, that's about being grounded. It's about being there, being here. You're right. You're right to be here. And your worthiness, your place in the world, that's what the root chakra does. and being welcomed in the world. And that's what the foundation is all about. And the second chakra is about creative vitality. It's about your sensuality, your ability to express who you are, your ability to feel, your desire nature, your ability to freely follow what your desire nature is calling for. You're entitled to that, and we're going to go over that in just a minute. And the third chakra is all about your personal will. It's your ability to choose, to make choices in your life and reflect on your truth, what you really want, to have direction that truly reflects your nature. The third chakra has to do with direction, you know, with choice, with boundaries. We've talked a lot about that. Our boundaries. You know, to say, this is me, this is who I am, and not get overwhelmed. And, you know, and overrun by the world at large. You know, I have boundaries, and people have to respect that. And when you show up, you know, to these first three energy centers, creating a foundation, honoring your sensuality, recognize what's important in your life, who you are, making choices, you know, that are in alignment with that. That's all you need. Everything builds from there. And then you're in a position to reach out and to connect to others, to give love, receive love openly when those first three chakras are balanced. And the fourth chakra, that's a place where we become capable of loving, our heart chakra. And if we don't fulfill our first three energy requirements, and this is important, if you don't balance and fulfill those first three chakras, then you can't have a balanced heart chakra. It just won't work. And, you know, that's what we call love. And it's our attempt to get others. You know, when it's not balanced, our heart chakra, or, you know, our root, then we think we're loving, we think we're helping, and this includes our family too. But what we're really doing is trying to get others to take care of us and our foundation. That's really what we're doing, and when those aren't balanced. And if you look for it, you can see it in yourself and other people. That's why I say if you can, you know, learn these first root three chakras, you can do a reading on anybody and find out instantly what's wrong and how to correct it. Yeah, that's true. It goes back to what I said about modern medicine. Gradually, holistically looking at things like the chakras. And there are some doctors have concluded that the heart chakra, when it's not balanced, can even cause heart problems. You know, I've heard that from several doctors. So yeah, we're gradually moving in that direction, slowly, inching along, but we're getting there. We're moving there. So, you know, and this is after the fourth chakra, this is where we move into the what I call the upper octave, which allows us to, you know, to be in the world contributing to others. And the fifth chakra is balanced expression. And it has to do with everything, our throat chakra that comes out of our mouth, everything that comes out of, you know, out of your spirit that contributes to the world. And the sixth chakra, the third eye, is balanced vision. It's our ability to see the world correctly, to look into rather than just at the surface. You know, at the appearance of things, insight, imagination, inventiveness, our ability to comprehend the world as a whole. And the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, it's what I call the crowning glory, the lotus petals opening up. So that's what we're going to be going into real details. As a matter of fact, I know with schedules and so forth, it's hard to, you know, to get here a lot of times. But I hope that you can get to each one of our meetups because, you know, and not just look and say, okay, I like this chakra, so I'll go listen to this one, or I like that chakra, because it's not going to help you. You have to be able to balance all of them. And so, and you know, because let's face it, we all have basic needs. We want to contribute to the world, or let's face it, we wouldn't all be here if we didn't. You know, and You know, we want to see the world, you know, correctly. We want to contribute to the higher good of the universe, and every one of us wants to add something that makes the world a better place. You know, that's what we all want to do with our practice as light workers, to be able to use this material to help people. And the best way to move back into balance is, you've heard me say this, is to have curiosity. You know, the mindset of openness and, you know, in wonder, you know, to be interested in who you are and how you respond to the world around you. You know, that's our nature, to do that and to be curious. And, you know, balancing your chakras, it adds a dimension of grace and style to your life. And the life that you might not be experiencing now, and that we all deserve to experience. We all deserve that. And the key is to love yourself, to notice what's going on, you know, and take care of yourself in the moment instead of waiting till it's too late. So your chakras are way out of balance, and then it's really hard to bring them back in, because it's not going to take much to do little things to recognize and bring them back into balance, as we'll cover. And, you know, we're going to help you make the shift. Shift back into a state where you show up, and you know, we've talked about it many times, take care of you. You become the healer in the world. When you take care of yourself, you become the healer in the world. You know, it's that simple. And you become the one who's at ease, who's relaxed, who's open-hearted, who's creative, who's generous, and who can actually uplift, bring everybody else's vibration up. You know, that's what you're going to become when you balance your chakras. And when your chakras are balanced, you'll see the change immediately in you. And it makes a difference in the world. It establishes relationships. You'll be able to feed your spirit and just uplift everything that you do in your life. And, you know, as I said, life's in flux. So, you know, you're not going to have perfect balance all the time. But if you're moving in that direction, that's all you're looking for. If you're moving in that direction, you'll raise the vibration. You'll raise the energy. And it turns on your intuition. It just gets that antenna going way up. You know, you'll be able to pick things up. It's just, you'll be amazed at what you can do. And a sense of being in the flow that you've never experienced before when your chakras are in balance. And, in the, you know, as I said in the last lesson, we'll do a meditation. We are also going to be giving you affirmations for each chakra that you can have with you. If you'll find, if you say them several times a day, that'll help you bring all of your chakras back into balance. There's an affirmation for each chakra. And we have that in front of you. You say that, because I do that, keep in my in my journal. You know, you'll feel a difference. So we'll be after in each session, I'll be giving you an affirmation on that you could use, and it'll work for you. So you will be in a state of true balance. So, because the most profound gift you can offer the world, let's face it, is to be happy, to be whole, to be a balanced being. That's the most profound gift that any of us can give. And when you feel happy, you know, you're whole, you feel balanced, you become a light bearer in the world. And, you know, you're healing the world when you're doing that. Because everybody else, you're bringing them up as well. And, you know, when this happens, you know, imagine for a minute, if we do that, what each of us could do collectively with all the issues out there. One person at a time. That's all it takes. And it starts with us balancing the chakras. And balancing the chakras, it's the ultimate spiritual undertaking. And you're going to be happier, more balanced than you are right now. You're going to be able to heal the world in profound ways. I mean, because many of us, and I'll just point out Dennis and Peg, are excellent Reiki healers. But when your chakras are balanced, when we get done with this, where do you see the difference? Just wait. What you're able to do to be able to heal people. It's really, truly, truly amazing. And so, balancing your chakras, what you're doing too when you balance these chakras is you're claiming your divine rights. Because each of us, every one of us, when we came into this world, we were given by God, we were given as a spiritual being, we were given divine rights. And, you know, we've allowed over the years to have society beat us down and make us believe that we're not entitled to these things. And we are entitled to these things. And, you know, each of us have rights, commitments from the universe, life lessons as to why we're here. And as I said, we just covered up, you know, after the age of seven, we just get, you know, allow whether it's our parents or friends to cover that up and change us. And, you know, and no, you're not entitled to that, but yes, we are. And the first commitment that you have from the universe, from God, each and every one of us when we come down here, is we have the right to have. We have the right to have whatever we need to be who we need to be. We have that right. And we have the right to need. You have the right to need what you need and ask for it freely, with abandon, with no self-consciousness whatsoever. Each of us has that right. And you have the right to have. You have the right to have what feeds your physical experience. You have that right. You have the right to have what feeds your heart, what stimulates your imagination, what challenges your mind. You have that right. These are rights given to us at birth by the universe. You have the right to feel. Feel all of your emotions and not determine them to be some good and some bad. To feel a whole range of who you are. Who you are. To feel the shadows and the storms as well as the rainy days and rainbows. You have that right. We all have that right. You have the right to choose. You have the right to decide what works for you. What serves your truth? What will support who you are? You have the right to choose your own path. We all do. We have the right to love, to give and to receive love. You have that right. We all do. You don't have to earn love. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to prove yourself worthy of love. By virtue of being the divine, beautiful human being that you are, that each and every one of us are, is, we have that right. And that is your right. And you have the right to speak your truth. You have the right to blow your spirit into the world and announce who you are. You have the right to say what is right for you. Even if everything in front of you resonates differently, you have the right, this is right for me. Doesn't matter what's going on around me. This is right for me. You have the right to see beauty. You have the right to see beauty in the world, to see all as organized, to support your fullest expression of who you are. You have the right to see the truth. To look and see beyond what is physical and look into what is real and authentic. You have that right. And you have the right to know God intimately without anybody in the middle being a go-between. You have the right to roll around in the flowers, in the forces of divine love. You have the right to talk to God personally and have God talk to you personally as well. You have that right. You don't need anybody's permission. So many of us feel that we do and we don't. And, you know, that's what balancing your chakras is all about, is claiming these divine rights. I mean, how many here tonight really realize that I do have all those rights? Because we've forgotten them. That's what society has done to us. And when you balance your chakras, these rights are going to come back into play for each and every one of you. It just happens automatically.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.